The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He hath sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. Lord, I thank you that you will confirm your word with signs and wonders following. For it's to this end that I was born, and for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Now I ask you today to lay aside every weight. Lay aside everything. If you have made any mistakes this past week, or if you're not born again, and if you've made mistakes your whole life and you've never been born again, whatever the case is, lay it aside now. Say this prayer with me. Say, Lord, I ask you to forgive me for everything and anything that I've done against you. And I thank you for it, Lord. Lord, help me get my mind on you. Help me set my heart on you. And focus on you. Open my ears to hear what you would speak to me today. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Amen. Because the Lord has a word for each and every one of us. For each and every one of us. He wants to speak to each one of us. Each one. It will may be different things to each one, but He wants to speak to each one. He has that desire. I know He does. So let's just focus on that, on what He has to say to us. Arise, shine, for thy light is come. The light of Jesus, the light of the Holy Spirit is come, not will come, is come. And the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. And I speak that out to the people now. Arise from the dead. Arise out of the darkness. Arise and shine, for your light is come, saith the Lord. And the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. Let it rise. Let it rise. Let His glory minister to you now. Let's turn to Hebrews 12. Hebrews chapter 12. Thank you, Lord. And verse 18. Hebrews 12:18. For ye are not come unto the mount that might be touched, and that burned with fire, nor unto blackness and darkness and tempest, and the sound of a trumpet, and the voice of words, which voice they that heard entreated that the word should not be spoken to them any more. For they could not endure that which was commanded. And if so much as a beast touch the mountain, it shall be stoned or thrust through with a dart. And so terrible was the sight that Moses said, I exceedingly fear and quake or tremble. But ye are come.
Amen.
Now this is New Covenant talking to New Covenant believers. Ye are come unto Mount Zion and unto the city of the living God. Notice it does not say ye will come.
Amen.
It says ye are come.
Amen.
Ye are come.
Are
right now unto Mount Zion. And unto the city of the living God. Right now. Right now. Not going to sometime in the future. When you die, pie in the sky. But right now, you are come to Mount Zion, unto God's city, the heavenly Jerusalem, right now. And to an innumerable company of angels. To the General Assembly and Church of the Firstborn. That's us. Which are written in heaven. And to God, the Judge of all. And to the spirits of just men made perfect. Those who have gone on before that were justified by the blood of Jesus made perfect. And to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant. And to the blood. Everybody say the blood of Jesus.
The blood of Jesus.
The blood of Jesus. Oh, there's power in that. Power in that. And to the blood of sprinkling that speaketh better things than that of Abel. See that ye refuse not him that speaketh. Now, if you don't want to hear from the Lord today, I suggest you just turn this broadcast off, or because we are here to hear from the Lord. Can I have an amen?
Amen.
We want to hear from the Lord today.
Amen.
He loves us and He wants to speak to us. See that you refuse not him that speaketh. For if they escape not who refused him that spake on earth. In other words, in Moses' day from the Mount Zion. Or Mount Sinai, rather. Much more shall not we escape if we turn away from him that speaketh from heaven. Whose voice then shook the earth, but now he hath promised, saying, yet once more, I shake not the earth only, but also heaven. And this word, yet once more, signifieth the removing of those things that are shaken, as of things that are made, that those things which cannot be shaken may remain.
Thank you, Lord.
Wherefore, we, receiving a kingdom which cannot be moved,
amen,
which cannot be moved, let us have grace whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear, for our God is a consuming fire.
Amen.
You get God in your life, He's going to consume everything that's not of Him.
Amen.
That's good news.
Amen.
We don't want anything that's not of Him. And it's a process. There are only two powers, the power of God and the power of Satan. There are only two kingdoms, the kingdom of God and the kingdom of darkness. The kingdom of Satan. You're either in one or the other. There is no middle ground.
Come on now.
If you're sitting on the fence, you're in the power of darkness. You're in the kingdom of darkness. You're under that power. You're operating under that power. Because it's not God's desire that you sit on the fence. It's His desire that you be in His kingdom and operate with His power, with His anointing, with the fire of the living God. This season is the season of outpouring.
Amen.
And Peter said that on the day of Pentecost. It's called Shavuot in Hebrew, which means weeks, because it's 7 weeks from Passover. During that time, Jesus was resurrected on the third day, and then He appeared to His disciples for 40 days.
Yes.
And to more than 500 people.
Yes.
Who became His witnesses. Then 120 went into the room to celebrate Shavuot. There were three feasts that it was required for all the Jewish people to come up to the Temple Mount and to go into the temple. And that was Passover, Shavuot, and the Feast of Tabernacles. So this is the season of Shavuot. And the Jewish people call it the season of the giving of the law, the giving of the Torah. Because it was in this season that Moses was on Mount Sinai and received the Torah. And the fire came out of heaven and touched the mountain. And the people were terrified. It was so exceeding terrible. Even Moses was terrified. And when he came down from that mountain, after the 40 days, and as Jesus appeared for 40 days to the disciples, Moses was 40 days fasting. And that's when he received the Ten Commandments, the Torah, the law. As he came down, his face was so shiny. The glory of God was so powerful on him, the people could not look into his face. He was that bright. The people could not stand to look in his face. He had to be covered with a veil because of the glory of the Lord. Now let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 3. 2 Corinthians chapter 3. Now keep all that in mind and remember what season this is. The Lord, He has times and seasons and plans, and we can learn and we can come to know His seasons in our lives and the seasons and the times that we're in. He can give us wisdom and understanding of the times and the seasons. Now, Peter, on the day of Pentecost, he quoted from Joel, which says, in the last days. And Peter said, this is that. Well, you think, well, that was 2,000 years ago. Peter said they were in the last days. That was 2,000 years ago. But in God's timing, a day is as 1,000 years and 1,000 years as a day. So if you think of a week, 7 days, and you say, you know, we're going to do such and such later in the week or in the latter part of the week, you would probably think of the last 2 or 3 days of the week, wouldn't you? Well, according to the Jewish calendar, 4,000 years had passed when Jesus was born.
Yes.
And now 2,000 years have passed. That's 6,000 years or 6 days. Heaven and earth and all that was created in 6 days. Actually, it didn't take God 6 days, you know. It just took Him 6 moments. Because as He spoke the word, it was done.
Amen.
He said, light be, it was done. It didn't take a whole day. And He created the days and the nights during that time. And the seventh day, He rested. This was a pattern that we have now. The seventh day He rested, not because He was tired, not because God gets tired. God never gets tired. He never slumbers nor sleeps. He never gets tired.
Amen.
But it was a pattern. And all these feasts are patterns that we can learn by and we can gain wisdom. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, start with verse 7. But if the ministration of death, written and engraven in stones, was glorious.
Amen.
Speaking of all the glory of God on Mount Sinai and on Moses. So that the children of Israel could not steadfastly behold the face of Moses for the glory of his countenance, which glory was to be done away. That glory was to be done away. And it was done away when Jesus came. How shall not the ministration of the Spirit be rather glorious? That means so much more.
Amen.
The ministration of the Spirit. These things were things in the flesh, a mountain that could be touched. Of course, they didn't want to touch it. Because if we read in Hebrews, if so much as a beast touched it, he would be thrust through because of the fire and the glory and the power of God. How shall not the ministration of the Spirit be rather glorious? If you're born again, you have the Holy Spirit of the living God. Our God is a consuming fire.
Thank you, Lord.
God in us. Christ in us.
Yes, come on.
The hope of glory. You have that consuming fire in you. Oh, that we may grow into that. Oh, that we may come up higher and walk in that and realize that day by day that the fire, the consuming fire and glory and power of God lives in us.
Amen.
Woo!
Yes. Amen.
Jesus said, all power is given unto me, both in heaven and in earth. And he said, behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy.
Amen.
And nothing shall by any means hurt you.
Amen.
Why should anything hurt us? If we just realize the one that's inside us, the fire and the power that's inside us. Verse 9. For if the ministration of condemnation be glory, and that's speaking of the law, how the law condemns, makes you guilty, much more doth the ministration of righteousness exceed in glory. We should be bright and shining lights in a dark place. The world is a dark place. The world, is, as it says in Isaiah, is in gross darkness. But the glory of the Lord shall arise upon His people.
Amen.
The glory of the Lord shall arise upon us. When we walk into a dark place, people should be shocked, astounded. And they'll either run to the Lord or they'll run away in fear and trembling. And it is going to come to a point that justice will happen quickly.
Amen.
Remember Ananias and Sapphira. You can read about it in the book of Acts. They lied to the Holy Ghost and immediately they were struck down. There was no waiting. Immediately. It's going to come to that point. Satan has but a short time left because on the seventh day, the 7,000th year, we have come into that. We're in the very beginning of that.
Yes, amen.
Thank you, Lord.
And we shall rest in the power and the glory of Almighty God.
Amen.
We shall walk in that. We shall rest in that. And darkness will flee from before us. Are you ready for that? We must get ready for that. We must be holy. And that consuming fire, let it burn out everything in you that is unholy.
Thank you, Lord.
You know, it doesn't happen overnight when you get saved. It's maybe sometimes the easy part might be to get people saved, to get people to come to the altar. You might sing a sad song and get somebody to come to the altar out of emotions or something. And maybe they are sorry for their sin. But the hard part is walking it out day by day. Walking in holiness. Growing up into the head, which is Jesus. As He is, so are we in this world. Learning to walk in His power. That's where we're headed. That's where we're headed if we belong to the Lord. And any one of you listening or watching can belong to the Lord. But you must realize, you must give up yourself, your life to Him. Ask Him to move in by His Spirit. And His Spirit is a consuming fire. And it will burn out. You'll not be able to continue in sin. You won't want to.
Amen. Come on now.
And if you try, it will not work. Give it up. The Lord has good plans for your life. He'll take all those old desires away. You won't even want the same things. So don't be afraid to come to Him. You know, some people, they're afraid to give up the old life. Maybe they drink. They don't want to stop drinking. They enjoy themselves. But yet there's something tugging on their heart. Something tugging. But yet they can't seem to give it up. They're afraid. You don't have to be afraid. The Spirit of the living God will take care of all that.
Amen.
You don't have to tell people how to dress. You don't have to tell people what kind of music to listen to. You don't have to tell people not to go in bars. The Holy Ghost will tell them that.
Amen.
The Holy Ghost, if they're truly born again, if you truly accept Jesus and His Spirit into you, He's a consuming fire. And that stuff will fall away. It'll fall away.
Thank you, Lord.
And it'll be coming from darkness into light. Coming from the kingdom of Satan into the kingdom of God. It's just like walking through a door. And it'll close behind you. And you won't be able to go back. And you won't want to.
Amen.
When you feel one moment of His Spirit, it's by the Spirit. It's by the Spirit. It's not just joining a church. It's coming into a new kingdom.
Amen.
By His Spirit entering into you, then you begin to understand everything. Everything. Knowledge comes to you. Wisdom. Power. Glory. You begin to understand what preachers are talking about that you never understood before. By His Spirit. And you'll want things that you never dreamed you would want. And you'll stop wanting things that you never believed you could stop wanting.
Amen.
And you'll learn to walk in the light. It's glorious. It's glorious.
Amen.
You wouldn't trade one moment with the Lord for all the sin that you had before. Nobody that's truly born again. Everybody would agree with me. I'm sure of it.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Where was I? Verse 10. For even that which was made glorious had no glory in this respect by reason of the glory that excelleth. For if that which is done away was glorious, much more that which remaineth is glorious.
Amen.
Seeing then that we have such hope, we use great plainness of speech, and not as Moses, which put a veil over his face, that the children of Israel could not steadfastly look to the end of that which is abolished. So you see, the glory that Moses had, people could not look on it. And that, you know, you've heard about the Ark of the Covenant and how that contained the presence and the glory of God. That is done away. Now we are the temple of the living God. Our bodies are that Ark of the Covenant wherein the glory of the Lord dwells. The glory of the Lord. Now what you give your thoughts to meditate on, is what you'll be like.
Amen.
If you give your thoughts continually to the kingdom of God and to His Word and to light, that's what you will become.
Amen.
Day after day, line upon line, higher and higher, from glory to glory, from strength to strength. But if you give your thoughts to darkness and entertain thoughts from the enemy, doubt and unbelief, fear, worry, all these things, then you won't be able to walk in the light and the glory. And that's what's kept a lot of Christians down. It's the thoughts.
Amen.
Because we have not realized who we are. We have not realized the glory. You know, you've been taught from the time you were a child that you're just a human being. You can't do everything right. You're gonna fail. You're gonna make mistakes. Well, I'm only human. And all of these thoughts, and some people have them worse than others to the point that they just follow that till they're a total failure in their lives. They believe the lie. But when you read the Word of God, or hear the good news of the Word of God, you must believe it like a little child. In other words, you're starting all over like a little child. And the Word says, you have His glory. The Word says, He desires to share His glory with us. That is marvelous. That God Almighty, the Creator of the universe, would desire to share His glory with us.
Amen.
Read John 17, the prayer that Jesus prayed. He desires to share His glory with us.
Amen.
Not so we can take credit, but you know, if you've ever tasted of His glory, it's all to Him. It's all to Him.
Yes.
You just cast it all back on Him. All the praise, all the honor and the glory back on Him. And then He pours out more glory. He pours out more love, more power, more anointing. And then you give it back to Him. So that there's a oneness and a flow of His glory. And it'll flow out your fingertips. And people will be healed. Just by your presence. By your shadow. As they were with Peter. We don't have anything less than what they had on the day of Pentecost. We don't have anything less than what they had. If anything, we have more.
Yes.
Because this that they had grows like a grain of wheat. Like Jesus said, or a kernel of corn. Everything the Lord does grows and bears fruit. We're coming into that time. You know, maybe it looks like the church has kind of been underground for a while. But during that time, the roots are spreading out. Don't be discouraged. Don't be discouraged with what's going on around you. Yes, gross darkness is coming upon the earth. But great light, great glory, the glory of the Lord shall arise upon His people.
Amen.